We're starting our first podcast. Oh my god.
I'm nervous but excited.
Okay. All right, so let's start with some introductions.
Oh, where are we from?
I mean, that's kind of like the introduction.
I guess. I'll start then. Hi, my name's Erica. So we all work at the Asian and Pacific Cultural Center here on campus, but I am one of the Student Success Peer Facilitators. And what's
your pronouns?
Oh, I go by she, her, hers pronouns.
Cool. My name is Audrey. I use she, her, hers pronouns too. And I'm one of the leadership liaisons at the Asian and Pacific Cultural Center.
Yeah, and hi everyone. My name is Sophia, though I do go by Sophie. My pronouns are also she, her, hers, and similar to Erica, I'm also a Student Success Peer Facilitator at the Asian Pacific Cultural Center. Cool. Awesome.
So why are we here? How did this happen? Why did we come?
Oh my gosh, funny story. Well, Sophie and I were on shift, and then you were waiting for your dance practice.
Oh yeah.
At the center.
Yeah.
And then I was just casually like eating my dinner, and then I was watching Wong Fu, and then I turned to Sophie, and I felt like I was like, there was like a calling, and I was like, Sophie, we have to do something like this. This like Wong Fu, like lunch break kind of series. And then Sophie brought up this article, which is like super cool.
Yeah, I definitely had found like an article kind of about like pop culture and like calling out specifically like Ariana Grande and kind of just stuff about like big appropriation that was happening in like the media. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, it just like got me like super heated and like super passionate about that. So I was just like, oh my god, like everyone who like hasn't seen this on Facebook, I'm gonna share this like right now.
Yeah. You sent it to me, you were like, you have to read it. And I was like, okay, I will.
And it was so funny because you were saying that like Ellie, you, and like Sydney were like having a conversation.
Yeah, so Ellie, Perenna, and myself, we went out to dinner one time, and Ellie and Perenna was just so passionate about the fact of that eating food and just talking.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it just like naturally brought up like conversation. So we were just like, we need to just have some place to like talk and chill that isn't always exactly like school,
right? Yeah,
you know, it's like really nice.
Yeah, and so here we are having our first podcast ever.
I like it though, I'm excited. So I think, I guess, you know, yeah, like you said, we kind of took inspiration off of Wong Fu Productions lunch break series. There's also a podcast called Asian Boss Girl that's out. They talk about, you know, how to be an Asian boss basically, and JK News on YouTube. And so I guess, you know, we're just kind of here to discuss the API or Asian and Pacific Islander experience and just topics surrounding that. So
and I think it's definitely really cool to like take advantage of the whole like podcast medium. I think it was something that you hear a lot about, but it's starting to definitely come back, and it's a different platform that a lot of people are now starting to get new exposure to. It's not something that's just like YouTube or just like Facebook. You see a lot of like Vines and stuff everywhere, but like the thing is like those things are like really catchy. I know, but like podcasts are like such like really interesting platforms where you can have like a lot of good content so it's not like totally meaningless. So I think it's like really helpful.
It's super cool that like at least for this like pilot podcast, it's like all three like API women of color, and so we can bring like a completely like unique lens to the table.
And we hope, you know, in the future we can have guests on here to kind of bring in a new perspective that's different than ours, because ours is kind of very specific.
But I guess like going with that, like maybe we can talk a little bit about our own experiences and kind of just like what brought us here to, I mean, we're all kind of like in our fourth years. But we're all like really involved with like the API organizations. We're all part of like the APCC, the Asian Pacific Cultural Center. So just talking about like maybe like our, what we're studying, what brought us to like OSU, and like how we ended up like being where we are right now.
Should we talk or go through like our majors first then? Okay, I can start. Okay, so I am in the College of Business's design program. So I'm a merchandising management student. Not a lot of people know what it is. It took me a while to like figure out what it was. So like I like to describe it as, it's like fashion design, but more business. And so you work with like product and like inventory and stuff, and like people going to buying and all that. And so yeah, I'm in that general business design field, I guess.
Cool. And then kind of like along with Erica, I'm in I'm in the business, College of Business, and I'm just doing business management. Nothing special, but I'm really into human resources, and so that's something I really want to look at post-graduation, but also I kind of want to gear my career towards like diversity and inclusion efforts, and so we'll see what opportunities lie ahead for me there.
Yeah, I put that on my resume. I was like, diversity and inclusion, because that's like, you know, what we do essentially. Yeah, so
totally. Anything to like fill in those resumes, it's like mainly that. But I guess like my own major, I'm actually in the College of Engineering. My major is chemical engineering. I know. So, yes. No, but it's definitely like a different experience. I feel like I don't meet too many people who are sort of like within our circles of like API groups, and then also like in the hard sciences. There's a lot more like in the like strict sciences, but not so much engineering, I feel like. There's a lot of biology majors that I know.
Yeah, yeah. I feel like there's a lot of science majors. Yeah. Even business, there's a lot of business majors.
Mm-hmm. Do you feel like there's a lot of representation within like business?
Ooh,
for both of you?
Good question.
You know what? I feel like it's so interesting, like, in my classes. I don't know if, like, it's the same for you. Mm-hmm. But there's a lot of international students in my classes, specifically from, like Asian countries. Mm-hmm. But, like, the thing that I've noticed in some of my classes, like, not to out any, like, specific class out, but, like, with that, I feel like there's tokenization with, like, certain students. Mm-hmm. And it kind of, like, makes me a little sad to, like, see that. But I was just curious if that's happening in your classes as well.
What do you mean by...
Like maybe if there's like one international student from like a specific country, like that teacher or that professor will call on that student as if their perspective or opinions can speak for the rest of people who also identify similarly.
Yeah.
And so it's kind of like this like generalization, like stereotyping thing that happens, and it's a little uncomfortable also to be in that kind of space.
I think I noticed that more in my business classes, like the BA classes, but in my design classes, definitely there are some international students, mainly from, I've noticed, like China or Korea. There's a lot of exchange students that come over, but also definitely there's not a lot of diversity in our major. It's mainly women or like female students, mainly white. So like when I'm going to like networking events and stuff, it's a little difficult for me. I mean, I do need to kind of like step out of my shell more, but it's hard to find someone that definitely you could connect with on that level, if that makes sense.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Yeah, so that's just like what I notice in my classes. But what about you, Sophie?
I think there's not too, at least in my current classes, there's not like too many exchange students. There are some international ones, but they're not primarily East Asian or anything. Mm-hmm. There's a lot more from, I guess, like, the South Asian or, like, Middle Eastern areas. Mm-hmm. And I guess, like, similarly, a majority of my classes are kind of, like, male-dominated. There's a lot of, like, white men. There's very few, like, African-American individuals. And you sort of, like, sometimes see it, like, if we were to get into, like, groups of our choosing, sometimes, like, Asians will kind of, like, congregate together. Yeah. Just because, like, they're kind of similar.
Mm-hmm.
But there's not, like, too much separating, because, like, a lot of the times it's, like, assigned as well.
Mm-hmm.
But what I have noticed is definitely in the spaces of, like, with women, this actually came up in one of my classes where someone pointed out, and, like, a few people noticed that every time we were put in groups of three, there, any group that had females in it were always at least two females, one male. So there was never one female by herself with, like, two other men.
That's interesting.
And so, like, we talked about that with our professor, and I thought it was, like, really interesting, because he was, like, it had been, like, sort of, like, proven via maybe, like, other articles he had mentioned or studies, and that the university decided that, like, women work better when they're, like, with other women.
I can relate to that.
So I thought that, like, at least, like, hearing that, like, did make sense. And I was like, oh, that's very interesting. And I also think it did help with kind of that intimidation factor that comes out a lot, where it's, like, sometimes you're just, like, kind of quiet. And I feel like a lot of people in my major, like, know what they're doing, and they're really confident. So it's, like, either you know what you're doing, or you're just kind of, like, no one knows what they're doing, and it's fine.
Do you often feel that way, where you kind of feel better when there's another, I guess, like, female in your group, or
Yeah, I think that's, it is nice because I think for me, I feel more open to, like, talking. I know, like, in a lot of social events, I'm more of an outgoing person. Mm-hmm. But when it comes to, like, coursework and stuff, I'm, like, very quiet. I, like, won't really speak. I'll just, like, wait for, like, people to share and then I'll, like, give my input. Mm-hmm. So I think there's a very, like, interesting divide between how I am in classes and how I am, like, it with work or outside of stuff or cultural stuff.
That's good, yeah, though.
That makes me, like, want to prompt, like, this question. It's sort of, like, not just for, like, us as women of color, but just, like, people of color in general. Like, when we're in these spaces and specifically in classrooms that are, like, predominantly white, do we feel the need to, like, step up a little bit or, like, feel the need to, like, prove ourselves or work, like, a little extra harder than our peers? Do you think that's, like, something that's, like, prevalent in our everyday lives?
I mean, for me, though, I'm, like, generally a shy person when I'm in a space that I'm not familiar with. Like, when I'm with my friends, I'm super loud and, like, obnoxious. But definitely in classrooms, I'm more quiet and I kind of need, like, a friend there with me. And so, but I did notice, like, a lot of people are, like, super outgoing and, like, they're good at connecting with people, like, networking. And I hate networking. Oh, my God, it's the hardest thing ever. Uh-huh. But just, yeah, I do kind of feel like I need to, like, bring out this persona almost. I don't want to call it like fake, but like just kind of be more vibrant, I guess. And I need to kind of, you know, step out of my comfort zone a little bit. But yeah, I do notice that I have to find myself doing that when I'm especially connecting with other like people in industry and stuff. So
kind of like an adjustment that you have to make.
And it's like, I'm like generally not that type of person, I guess. And so it's hard to kind of step out. I don't know.
I have a question, like, what exactly drew you to studying your majors?
Well, actually, I guess, like, for me, I really, like, idolized like my oldest brother, and I wanted to be a chemical engineer, like, believe it or not. I know, my goodness, like, thank goodness I did not. I'm like not cut out for that, because that just sounds really difficult. But I guess I didn't think for myself too much. I feel like my father was, he's doing pretty well. He's not retired, but he was working in like business admin. And so he was working for GSA, or like the government. And so I was thinking, like, like, my dad's making good money, like, I can make good money being a business student. And I figured it's like a route that was safe for me. And so I figured maybe I'll find something within business that can like be like my future, I guess. I was I guess afraid of like failing, so I took a safe route. And fortunately, it worked out, and so that's what I'm sticking with. So.
I feel like you're good at what you do, so.
Yeah.
I was going to say something, but I totally forgot. Anyways. I was going to say something based off what you said, but I don't.
Like,
I'll
taking
come back
a safe
to it.
Route?
No, it was, like, something about business. Oh, I was going to say, I feel like with business, you can do a lot of stuff.
Exactly. Yeah. It's very, so like, it's versatile. Yeah.
So that's a good major, Do you want to? Talk about yours.
I don't know. I was really big on like math and science. I think like growing up, I like loved math and science, which it was like, I guess like it made sense to go into engineering at that point too. Also, a lot of my older cousins, especially a lot of them, came to Oregon State too, and they all studied engineering. But one in particular, her name was Bori, and she was a bioengineer. She was like one of the like very early classes of bioengineers here, so thought that was really neat. And then her husband Yosuke, who came here, is then a chemi. So I guess like from then I really got like, oh wow, you can be like more sciencey than like mechanical and like electrical engineering. So I just decided to like, go with that. I mean, other options I was thinking was like animal sciences were really neat for me. And I actually came into Oregon State planning on double majoring in engineering and music performance. So I was gonna do that, but then I guess the second major became like a minor, and then it dropped. So sad, but I like stuck around. I like did the OSU Corvallis Symphony for a while. My first like year, so, and that was like really cool. But then priorities shifted a little bit, and chose to be involved with some other things. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that like math and science is like a huge factor to like begin with. I guess I came in here and I realized I probably should have been like maybe more of like a bioengineer. I do a lot better with biology than I do chemistry, and I don't know, but we got this far.
Yeah, and you're almost done.
I mean, there's a lot of like overlap between it too. It's a really diverse field, and you can do a lot of things from like materials, pharmaceuticals, like I don't even know, like foods and all that stuff. So I thought it was like really neat, and I'll just like join along for the ride and see it through.
Sorry, I need a cough.
No, you're good. But yeah, I don't know. What about you?
Oh, for me, okay, so this starts like way back for me though, because ever since I was younger, I wanted to like go into fashion and like go into pro. You know, like when you're younger, did y'all have like different career fields you wanted to go into?
Mm-hmm.
What did you guys, or like what did you?
I wanted to be a writer.
Oh.
I was always told to be like a journalist because like I guess like my writing was really well, but I was like animals. I was like so ready to just be involved with like any sort of like living creatures and like animals. So I was like vet, or like I'm gonna like work on some like refugee or something, or like go out, be a marine biologist or something.
That sounds really cool. I feel like we have a good program for that.
Yeah.
Well, not that you're going
to,
but
yeah. I'm not there, but okay.
I'm like trying to like work it out and be a major for you. No, so like for me, I didn't really, well, not that I recall, like I don't have other like fields that I wanted to go into. And so I stuck with like, I want to be like a fashion designer, blah, 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 blah. And so I would like kind of like draw my own stuff-ish, like try to, and then, but I wasn't really into it. And like people would ask me like, oh, like do you like draw your own stuff, like your own designs? And I was like, no, like do I have to? And so I felt like this pressured, like this isn't for me kind of thing. And so when I applied for OSU, I went into the apparel design program initially, and then I was like, no, I don't want to really like make clothes and like spend a lot of time on that. And so I was like, is there like a more businessy like fashion major? And then one of the advisors was like, yeah, you can try merchandising. And I was like, okay. And so I just like went into it, and you know, I mean, I think it's working out. I mean, we're here now, but I'm like excited to see what I can do with it.
Totally.
Yeah. That's so I'm just neat. Sticking with it. Yeah, but I thought about it and I was like, do I want to try out a different major? But I thought about it and I was like, I don't really know what else I would do. So I'm happy with where I am. Yeah,
that's really good. Dang. Do you see, or is there any like inspirations within like your field that kind of like drove you? Like, do you see a lot of like opportunity in your field as well?
Oh, I think with like apparel or like fashion related majors, it's really easy to go into retail work. So like you can get experience by working like at a clothing store. And so for 2 summers, after my sophomore and junior year, I think, I worked at Forever 21 for 2 summers. Yeah,
I remember.
Yeah,
one time in
Forever
21.
Oh,
Eric,
my gosh!
And you were like,
it was before we met too, but I knew who you were because I've seen you around.
Yeah.
But you were, I think you were with your sister.
I was.
Yeah, and then you were like, "Are you gonna work at the APCC?" And I was like, "Yeah." But that was funny.
Connection.
Yeah, I know. But yeah, I worked there for 2 summers. It was kind of hectic. It was just really busy, and we have a lot of merchandise too. And so we just like, we close, the mall would close at 9, and then we'd be there for maybe like 2 hours to clean up, because we had like 2 floors too, and like just everything would be everywhere. But anyways, I got retail experience out of that, and I'd highly recommend everyone do that. Honestly, it's like an easy like leeway into like whatever else you want to do next, but definitely getting that experience and like working with people really helps. But I forgot what the question was. What'd you ask?
Oh, I just talked about any like opportunities that you see, or like I don't know, things within like the established career fields that kind of like drew you.
Oh yeah. Okay. So, I mean, like when we talk about it in class, like there's like a few main companies that like constantly come to our university. So like Nike, I mean like Adidas is here, I know, oh my gosh. And like what else, like I think Columbia is also like all the sporting
all in the
brands
Northwest,
yeah, we have a lot of good companies in Oregon, not gonna lie. But We have all these big companies come, like Target's one of them too. Mm-hmm. For people who don't want to go into apparel, like Kroger, I think.
Yeah.
And like Fred Meyers, I believe.
Yeah, that's Kroger.
Yeah, Nordstrom. Yeah, a lot of people worked on Nordstrom. In my classes, I hear people like who interned at Nordstrom, and I'm like, wow.
I always think about the career fairs and stuff.
Yeah, they're always there. But a lot of big name companies that we get introduced to, I feel like it's a little difficult, I mean, to get into these companies when you apply. So networking, I hear, does help, but I'm like really bad at it. So, but
you just end up like stalking people on like LinkedIn.
I know,
or something,
but it notifies them when they see your profile. So I don't know why they do that. Anyways, but there's definitely a lot of options that we can go into, and like they prepare you pretty well for it. It's just like for me, like I have a tough time connecting with people, and so I've just kind of like gone out on my own and just like applied for different things, but. Mm-hmm. That's what it's like for ours.
I guess, like, on the topic of, like, academic success, do you think that, like, all three of us, like, could have been, like, as, like, successful in our journeys if it weren't for, like, a community that we found on campus? Like, we all work at the Asian and Pacific Cultural Center for, like, that community aspect. So maybe, like, do you think our involvement in this center kind of helped us on our journey? Like at OSU on campus?
Ooh.
I think definitely. I came in really shy and quiet. Like being a freshman, yes. So I'm from Salem, and there was quite a few people that like came from Salem too, but not a lot of people who came like directly from my high school who I interacted closely with. A lot of them ended up going to Eugene. So it was kind of that. And I found a lot of my community like through a lot of the cultural organizations, the Asian Pacific American Student Union or the Cambodian Student Association were the first two that I really like connected with, and through that I really developed like my leadership skills and just like being out there and like taking charge for some stuff. And that's like majority of like my resume now.
Yeah, you've been an officer for
leadership.
A long time for
But I mean, I think it helps because I haven't had like too much like technical experience too. From what I've like hear or heard back from like interviews and stuff like that is that like at least like those things like really do help, and if you're able to like work well in like a team or like take charge, like be independent and like self-motivated, a lot of like hiring people actually like appreciate that in jobs, and that's gonna get you through things because they can always like teach you skills, but they can't like fully teach you how to like be a good leader, how to like motivate yourselves. I think that's always a good experience.
It like develops a lot of soft skills, but like for sure I heard that like even if you're not doing something that's necessarily related to your career field, you should always be doing something, you know.
Oh, definitely.
Like when after you graduate too, like even if you can't find a job right away, you should like work somewhere or like get something in your like free time.
Don't just like be a bum.
Yeah
I think my experience, I think it's really important also to like talk about where home is for us, because for like my like life experience, I guess I'm from like Los Angeles originally, and so like my transition coming to like Oregon State, like Los Angeles is one of the most diverse like cities in the world, and so coming to Oregon State, it was really important for me, I think, to find like a sense of community. And luckily, I was fortunate enough to find that within APCC. And so I don't think I honestly could have been like as happy or like successful or like content with like my major or just like life being like a woman of color navigating like a campus that's predominantly white if it weren't for like a space like the Asian and Pacific Cultural Center.
Yeah, I totally agree. Because like for me, I'm from Portland, but I'm from Lake Oswego, which is heavily populated with white folks. And I didn't realize that until I came to college, because before I'm also from the LA area.
Yeah.
I'm from a town called Diamond Bar. And in my elementary school, if you look at like our class picture, everyone's hair is like black.
Yeah.
And there's like maybe a couple blonde people. And like, I mean, I took that for granted. I like didn't think that, you know, it was anything. I was just like, oh, you know, like, people are, I mean, I didn't even think that, like, oh, people look like me. It's, you know, it's just, I kind of, like, grew up with it. And then I moved to Oregon when I was in like sixth grade, or like seventh grade, and it didn't hit me, that like culture shock aspect didn't hit me until I got to college and I started to pick up on like, I guess like the predominantly white institution that it is. But definitely, like, so freshman year I went to Asian APASU, Asian Pacific American Student Union.
You got this.
It's a long name. I went to the meeting and I definitely met most of my friends there. And it was nice because as a freshman, I had like my friend from high school with me, but then I got to also meet all these new people who were within a similar community as I was. So it was nice to connect with them. And I've just kind of grown with APASU, and then I started working at the APCC. And definitely I feel, because I feel like at the APCC we're all pretty close. And like we're all like tight-knit. And so it just makes me feel so comfortable and like very confident in, you know, like myself. And I think it kind of really does help me, you know, go push through.
Yeah, so like for clarification, like you were saying that when you moved into Oregon, like in middle school, you didn't get that like realization, the whole like culture shock aspect, until later, like in life, right? Like until college. Do you know like why that is?
I don't know. Maybe I just didn't think about it. But like for sure, my group of friends were like Asian, and so that's like who I hung out with.
Like your bubble.
Yeah, gotcha. And people like, or I guess like people did like notice, because you know it's kind of obvious. But like someone did mention it to me before, but I was just like, I mean, yeah, like, so, you know,
maybe,
like
we were just, like, too young to,
I guess, I feel like I've definitely matured in the way I think after coming to college, so I have a lot more thoughts now, but, yeah, I don't know why it didn't hit
like
me,
registers,
though. It's interesting, though. I don't know, I just kind of, like, went into it, and I was like, you know.
Because I think when I moved, like, in high school, it hit me, like, a ton of bricks, like that. Yeah, I was, like, counting, like, people who looked like me on my fingers, like everywhere I went, it was like a habit almost.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah, I feel like I had like a different experience where it wasn't for me so much like a divide, because Salem is like also very predominantly white, like for the majority. But I guess like the neighborhood I grew up, there was a lot of like Hispanic Latina students. And like for me also it was a weird mix, because I'm not like full Asian either. I'm Hispanic, Asian, like Latin American, etc. So I think like with that, it just never was as big of a thing until I came to university, and then I found, I was like, whoa, what, there are like actual clubs like dedicated to like Asian cultures.
Yeah,
like that was new. I mean, I heard people from like other high schools, mainly from like Portland areas, they're like, yeah, we had like cultural clubs back in high school, and I'm like, that's a thing? We had like language clubs, but that's it. So that was like new, and then I guess like everything else just kind of like exploded from there. Talk about like real like representation, like what like being a minority is. Social justice wasn't like as big until I came here to like university, but I definitely learned a lot through that. And then just like more like pop culture stuff that like isn't what I'm used to, because I guess I'm very like, I feel very Americanized in like my ways. Like my parents aren't like super traditional either. But yeah, just learning, it was like, I never knew like K-pop was like so in depth and like stuff like that. So
that's a whole nother topic.
We'll so that was like a culture shock within itself to me. But I think it was definitely interesting, and college itself is like a whole like another scale, but I definitely like came out like a much like more informed and like different person because of that.
I think that's good. No, for sure. After I came into college, I didn't realize that there were so many Asian cultures and Pacific Islander cultures, and because in high school, well, just like growing up, I was exposed to like Korean, Chinese, Japanese. Those were like the three basically. And so I was definitely, I learned a lot more coming here. And you know, we're privileged enough to be able to be here in this spot, or the spot that we are in. So feeling very grateful for that.
And our center supports 17 different API student organizations, which is super wild. But it sounds like from all three of us that, like, our involvement has positively, like, impacted our time, like, at Oregon State. And so, like, I think maybe collectively we can agree that we, like, would encourage mm-hmm. other people, especially, mm-hmm. like, students of color to get involved on campus.
For sure.
Yeah. And I guess, like, on that note, I think it's, like, a great time to just, like, say that, like, also our center is a really great resource, too. If you haven't checked out, like, the cultural resource centers, definitely, like, come stop by. Of course, there's the Asian Pacific Cultural Center. You can come by, like, say hi to all of us there. And then
we're
also
we're super friendly.
So chill there. And then also all the other cultural resource centers are really great to go visit. All the staff there are really nice as well. Mm-hmm. And then, like, the student organizations, like, come learn about them. Mm-hmm. There's a lot out there, and they're all, like, really fun, and they love to, like, engage with new people.
And all of our events and stuff, too, are on our Facebook page. I think it's APCC OSU.
OSU APCC. Shameless plug.
Follow us. Any other plugs out there? Y'all want to
Our own Instagram. No, not today. That's for a different day. Unless you want to.
Sophie can, if you want to.
If needed, there'll be links. If not, keep an eye out. Yeah. But, yeah, definitely come check out our centers, check out the clubs, learn more. If there's anything else you'd want to hear from us.
Let us know.
Exactly.
Yeah. We appreciate feedback and anything else we want to address.
Yes. And also huge shout out to OMN and everyone helping with this project.
To make this podcast series a reality.
Okay. Much love.
Yeah.
Nice. Wow. Great timing. On the dot, 32 minutes.
No way.